you know, the longer I leave things around, the longer I let them be, I guess what you would call unfinished, the more I find myself, I kind of, you know, at this point, there's so many of them, and maybe it's kind of a chaotic situation, but I kind of forget or lose sight of the static, the original goal of why I'm doing it. And in that way, I make more room for the potential for what it might become. And so, I don't know how to say that. A lot of times, when you have a plan, which is fine, you know, if you need to work against that plan and you have an idea how that can be useful to you and you work towards that, and usually if you try hard enough, you can get it to work how you imagined it. But the openness that time allows, you know, it's possible that even as I get older, I don't remember as much. But I've been digging through things that I've been sitting here for years, and I seriously have no recollection of what I was thinking. But, you know, when you just look at it again, it just offers up more opportunity. So here I just added a lighter blue stitching to one side of the trees there, and that was simply because this one was still on the wall, and I looked at that tree with the snow line on it, and I thought how interesting that highlight is in kind of bringing I could use it to bring the spirit of the wind or the movement of the trees to be more apparent and more visible. And I did a little more work, and you know, the more I stitch, the more it all melts together. That tapestry effect is, in my mind, it's obviously weaving related, but it's kind of a oneness, I